Hello and good afternoon. My name is Gobinda Gill, and today my podcast is going to be on a relevant issue called domestic violence. Domestic violence is something that we sometimes fail to see, fail to understand, and actually don't see its physical form. But we do hear about it. And when we hear about it, we're shocked. We're not sure why it occurred. And furthermore, we are feeling powerless in actually doing anything about domestic violence. And when I refer to domestic violence, I'm referring to domestic violence that occurs across the globe. It's not just subjected in eastern provinces of the world, nor western provinces of this world. It's actually a, for want of a word, a disease that actually is alive. It's an epidemic and it spreads. Because domestic violence is occurring as I'm actually carrying out this podcast. Domestic violence can be in many forms: physical, psychological, mental, behavioural. But there's something about domestic violence that provides the abuser with power and the victim with a psychological disability for the rest of their lives. Why does domestic violence occur? What is its role? And what can we do as society about domestic violence? Well, first of all, let's look at why does it occur. In some civilizations, if we could call them civilizations, there's actually an agreed theme that domestic violence is an acceptable part of growing up, becoming a bride, mothering children, within that civilizational cultural acceptance. It occurs as such that it's considered normal. How practically domestic violence can be considered normal is beyond me. But I'm not the issue here. The ones who are causing domestic violence are the issue, and they actually believe what they're carrying out is a societal form. It's been passed down from grandfather to father to son to his son. And it's an accepted norm. But domestic violence should not be accepted. In parts of the world where domestic violence occurs, religion is an important imprint. Religion is a channel whereby we are determined by what is right and what is wrong. Religion teaches us to care, teaches us to dialogue, to negotiate. But the very same people who follow the religious practices see fit to carry out domestic violence. What has religion therefore taught them? And that is an issue. The issue, from my opinion, and these are my opinions, I am not saying this is gospel, and I'm not saying I'm an expert in this area. The issue presides is that domestic violence occurs behind that closed curtain. And when domestic violence occurs behind that closed curtain, the ego cowardice of the male presides over the female. The female is basically told to put up, to shut up, to accept. It is little wonder that that woman, the victim of domestic violence, can actually lay claim to anything, because she's surrounded by this egotistic coward male who's dominant. So what does she do? What can she do? Is there anything she can do? And that's the difficult part. Because if she's wounded, her scars are hidden. If her scars can be shown, makeup does its tricks. If it's that bad, she doesn't come out. She's scared. She can't make any complaints. She's a prisoner in her own home. So, trying to link in religion, people who believe in the religion, they actually don't believe in what the scriptures are saying in about caring. Because when they turn into that monster, they do it behind closed doors. So from the outside, you may see somebody and they look really good. They're really nice people. But something changes them when that door closes. And when I refer to that door, it's rhetorical. That door could be in the United States, it could be here in Europe, or it could be in Asia. So what is it we can do about domestic violence? And of course, education breeds knowledge. We need to showcase cases of domestic violence that we've got. We need to bring up our youth with a different capacity to be able to do something about this. 20 to 30 years ago, AIDS was a big issue. People who contracted AIDS would not come out in fear of shame. 20 to 30 years on, there is more cure for it. 20 to 30 years on, we're more aware of it. Because as a nation, as a world, as a human, we got up and we learnt about it. We became aware of it. And through this awareness, we're trying to eradicate, we're trying to control. Liberalism on sexual issues 20 to 30 years ago, perhaps 15 years ago, perhaps 10 years ago, was taboo. Being gay was seen in a very bad light. Being lesbian was seen in being in a very bad light. That's changed. There's more acceptance of it. There's more respect to it. Where's that all come from? It's through education. And education is a vital, important imprint. Education will allow us to better understand what happens in domestic violence. It will help us better understand to provide the support of the victims of domestic violence. There should be no stories of somebody having to give up their own nationality to move to another country as a consequence of domestic violence for them to have to start again. Domestic violence creates a serious problem. To those who are the perpetrators, who believe they're doing nothing wrong, there's a serious psychological issue there. And to the victim who has to suffer and endure this. This podcast, whilst probably has borne out some controversial lines of thought, and I will also suggest my own limited knowledge of DV has been born about because I want it to create some form of ripple effect that maybe sometime we can also say that domestic violence was a massive issue, but we've started looking into it and creating awareness and education to support those people who A, are the perpetrators, and B, for those victims. Thank you for listening for this podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Bye.